You ready? I'm ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm excited too. Because every time I'm in the presence of Apostle, I'm always refreshed.
Yes,
he's like a loaf of fresh bunny bread. And so, but I do like this. You could never become common and familiar with a man of that caliber. Always remember, when you get into the presence of a man of God, especially someone who's packing, a general, your revelation don't mean nothing. Put your revelations down, get in his presence, ask God to let you see, let you hear, and let you understand. Holy Spirit, tonight we're so thankful for our apostle. We thank you for the school of ministry, where we're not learning the mundane things of religion and tradition, but we're literally learning how to flow in the Spirit. We're packing a apostolic and prophetic edge by reason of being joined to your apostle. So we thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to believe and understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Chapter 2, tonight, catching the waves of revival. And we'll be talking about characteristics of the end time revival. Chapter number 2. You ready, sir?
Yes.
Let's roll.
Spiritual timing.
Spiritual timing.
And Acts chapter 2 and 1.
Spiritual timing. Let's read Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I want my reader to read, not you. She better be up here. She ain't up here. I'm going to get rid of her. Because you don't get to come to class when you think it's, convenient. You ready? Oh, you better hurry up. We got to finish chapter 2, Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all what? With one accord. And they were what? So they were with one accord and they were in one place. Read. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were what?
Sitting.
Where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost as what? And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. Now, say spiritual timing.
Spiritual timing.
Most people don't know this, but you know something? God is the God of timing.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 3:1 say, to everything, to every purpose, there is a time and a season. Everything that God wants to accomplish in our lives, he attaches a time and a season. You know, I'm a Kojic boy. We used to sing the song, "You Can't Hurry God." No, 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 you just have to wait. You have to trust him and give him time, no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there. No, don't you worry. He may not come when you want him, but he's always. All right. Ask Lazarus. Lazarus died. And God was still on time. Come on, go ahead and read, sir. Now, that might sound comical, but remember Jesus said when he first got wind in the spirit that Lazarus was sick, he told him that sickness was not unto death. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes.
But yet he died. Mm-hmm. Well, how could Jesus make a statement like that? This sickness is not unto death, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
Yes. Yes.
And he's connected to me. He can't die if he's connected to me. He fall asleep, but I got the power to get him up. Okay, read, sir.
God's time and is precise.
God's timing is precise.
In every outpouring.
In every outpouring.
Timing is described as.
Timing is described as.
Kairos. A specific appointed time in God.
It's a specific and an appointed time in God. Can I give you an example? The Holy Spirit is represented by the number 50 in the Bible. Are you listening? 40 days and 40 nights after Jesus was raised from the dead, the Bible said he showed himself alive to his apostles by many infallible proofs and spoke to them of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. This is in Acts chapter 1. Are you listening? But he told them, don't you leave Jerusalem. Don't go out here and teach or say nothing to nobody until you be endued with power from on high. Well, how about this? 10 days later, the Holy Spirit would show up. Yeah. Are you listening? Because the number of the Spirit is 50, which bespeaks the year of Jubilee, which bespeaks everybody get free. So when you see, are you listening? God is the God of what? Timing. God already, God told him, go in that upper room, don't leave until. He knew 10 days later he was going to show up. They didn't know, but he did. Are you listening? That's why we have to learn how to wait upon him. Now, waiting upon him, here we go now. I'm about to teach you something now. You're not waiting upon him to do something because he's already done everything he's going to do before the foundation of the world. Are you listening? We're walking in a finished work. It's already done. But we cannot get God to do something that we don't believe he's already done. That's why Jesus would ask people questions. Do you believe I'm able to do this?
That's all right.
You'll get it. You'll get it. And what am I saying to you? Everything in your life is already complete. Already finished. Already done. You're just in a process. So quit tripping when something comes. It was your time for it to show up.
Amen. Amen.
Read, sir.
God moves on time and spiritual timing.
God moves on time and spiritual timing.
Is the key to spiritual harvest.
And timing is the key, watch this, to spiritual harvest. There's a great outpouring coming. You heard Apostle talking about it.
Yes, sir.
And he said prayer is going to be the key.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Not just any kind of prayer. Apostolic prayer. Praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. Are you listening?
Yes.
Not regular praying. English can't do serve you well when you find yourself in a situation you don't know what to do.
Amen.
You need to have a supernatural language.
Yes.
You need to have a language that supersedes and bypasses. You're talking about a bypass surgery on the heart. You need mind bypass surgery. Because when you pray in the Spirit, the Bible says your mind is unfruitful.
Yeah.
It cannot comprehend what God is saying. Oh, but the Holy Ghost will reveal it to you.
Amen.
If you trust him.
Amen, sir.
Read, sir.
Number two, spiritual preparation.
Number two, after number one is spiritual timing. Number two is spiritual preparation. Read, sir.
God cannot move. Unless man have prepared themselves.
Unless man has prepared themselves
in accordance to his word.
Notice, in accordance to what?
His word.
So everybody must prepare themselves in accordance to what God's word say. It levels the playing ground for all of us. Mm-hmm. There are no specialized and little use.
Amen.
If you are available and make yourself available, God can take that which is ordinary and cause it to be extraordinary. Go ahead, sir.
The fire came from heaven. After the prophet Elijah. Had built the altar according to God's word.
Notice those terms. According to God's word. Read.
The rain came after Noah had built the ark.
The rain came when?
After
Noah had built the ark. Now you got to think about this. 120 years. Of telling people it's going to rain. Are you listening? But he did it in accordance to
God's word.
So now watch this. So when God told Noah it was going to rain, it was already done. That's why God just don't say stuff. Because there must be a performance of what God says. Are you listening? And when we get connected to God, that same power and authority becomes available to us when we flow up on the apostolic government and authority. Read, sir. The apostles prepared themselves
before the day of Pentecost.
In accordance to prophetic revelations.
They prepared themselves individually. And corporately. Before the revival broke forth.
That's important to understand. Most people are so individual that they don't understand that the corporate supersedes individuality. Are you listening? See, we are part of a whole. Name but one church. Jesus don't have 50. One head, one church. Are you listening? And it is important what part of the body you're in. That's called understanding. Read, sir.
They prepared themselves. One in prayer. Two, with one accord in unity.
Notice it says with one accord and with unity. And let me tell you something about one accord and unity. That's being joined together. That's 1 Corinthians 1:10. In the same mind and in the same judgment. You can't be tripping, talking about God speaking to you this way. No. We ain't got time for that. You got to follow the one in charge.
Amen.
See, I'm a stickler for that. I'm not in competition with Apostle Thomas. He's my father. He ain't my friend.
Yes, sir.
Why would God cause me to be submitted to him? Because God put something in him that I need, that you need, that we need. And I'm not just talking about here locally. I'm talking about the entire body of Christ. If you don't recognize the gifts that God give, you're going to stay stuck on stupid.
Wow.
That's SOS. Read, sir.
Number three.
In establishing leadership structure.
Among themselves. According to God's divine purpose. Human responsibility. Is essential to revival.
They is the key word.
And it clearly defines a
corporate responsibility.
In response.
Before the revival came. So y'all understand that?
Okay.
It's coming together with one accord in one place. Everybody's prepared. Put it another way. Everybody is in Psalm 62:5. My soul hopes only in thee, for my expectation is from you. If you don't expect nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. See, you got to have a supernatural expectation is when you are beginning to express what's on the inside before anybody can see it, feel it, understand it. Because you're not seeing with the same set of eyes, you're not hearing with the same set of ears, and you're not understanding with the same soul.
Yeah.
Read, sir.
Number 3, spiritual outbursts.
Though the apostles were expecting
the revival. Yet they were still taken by surprise.
You know, God is something else. God tell you he going to do something? Huh? Are you listening? You go to telling people, right? You're all excited about it. And it seems just like when things get hard and out of kilter and it can't even happen, God burst on the scene in your worst nightmare. When it don't look like, see, y'all got to understand something about revival. It always occurs in a time of great moral decay.
Wow.
It always occurs when things are at their darkest hour.
Yes.
That's when God burst on the scene and say, hi. I got this. Go ahead, sir.
So suddenly and powerfully.
So suddenly and so powerfully.
God intervened in the spiritual destiny.
God intervened in the spiritual destiny.
Of his church.
Of his church.
It happened so quickly.
It happened so quickly.
And suddenly.
And so suddenly.
That the people were caught unaware.
That the people were caught unawares.
The sudden divine shock tactic.
The sudden divine shock tactic.
Is to remind men.
Is to remind men.
Of their vulnerability.
Of their vulnerability.
Before an awesome God.
Before an awesome and a mighty God.
The effect of the sudden working of the Holy Spirit.
The sudden effects of the working of the Holy Spirit.
Is very striking in the conviction of the sinners.
It is very striking in the conviction of the sinners.
And the awakening of the saints.
And the awakening of the saints. God loves, like Gomer Powell, surprise, surprise, surprise. Some of y'all ain't old enough, I understand. But I'm trying to help somebody. See, suddenly, straightway, and immediately are God's calling cards. God don't have time for you to try to figure him out. God say, kick the pot, kick the pot. God say, run into the wall, run into the wall. God don't do normal stuff. Now, see, I say God don't do normal stuff. There was some bad stew, soup. Gumbo. God told the prophet, take some dung and put it in the pot. Now, y'all know y'all wouldn't eat it. Are you listening? Y'all wouldn't eat it. Huh? Why would God do something crazy as that sound? They at the Red Sea. Moses, take that rod in your hand and stretch it. Now, y'all know half of y'all wouldn't have never made it through the Red Sea. Because you'd have said, this Negro out of his mind. Well, how in the world? We need to be building a bridge here, Moses. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. You cannot be questioning what God is telling a man of God. Go ahead. Go, sir.
Number four, spiritual liberty. The Holy Spirit who fell from heaven.
The Holy Spirit who fell from heaven.
Have full liberty. To move and direct the people.
To move and to direct the people.
As he chooses.
As he chooses, not you. Y'all, sometimes people don't even like who people send. Are you listening? Amen. But I tell them I'm the world's finest chocolate. And I ain't trying to bleach myself like Michael Jackson or please none of y'all. See, I just say that for a shock factor. Because oftentimes people let the pigmentation of a person's skin keep them from receiving the fullness of the gift that God put in them. Are you listening? God choose men. Go ahead, read, sir.
He was allowed to move in any direction.
The Holy Spirit was allowed to move in any direction.
And his spontaneous work.
And his spontaneous work.
Spread so quickly.
Spread so quickly.
From one person to another. It seeks to fulfill God's eternal purpose. Number one, by gathering spiritual momentum. In the hearts of those who obey.
In the heart. Remember, what apostles say the heart stand for?
Soul, not
the spirit of man. The soul is the one that got to be transformed. You got to stop being conned to conform to the world. Are you listening? But you got to be transformed. That word transform is the Greek word metamorphosis. You go from being a caterpillar. Are you listening? Crawling on the ground. Looking to hear from the earth realm. Are you listening? To believing you could fly. A metamorphosis means a complete change. And you can only, that cannot happen unless you. Nobody can think for you. God can't think for you. The devil can't think for you. God gave you the ability to think for yourself and to choose which direction you want to go. So that comes with the renewing of the mind. And nobody can do that for you. Be ye transformed by the renewing. Can I talk to you? In this end time revival, renew means to bring back to its original state. There was a mind you had in God before you got here. God formed you in your mother's belly and said, I knew you before you got here. I knew what your assignment is supposed to be. I need you to get your mind right. Don't listen to what mom and him, they're going to try to put fear in you. Don't listen to Pookie and them and Ray Ray. They don't know where they're going. You need to get on your face and talk to me. Most time parents talk their kids out of God's destiny. It's parents who put fear in children. Spiritual parents too. But apostles say, I want you to uniqueness to come out. Go ahead, sir.
Revival follows God's divine agenda.
Revival follows God's divine agenda.
By gathering spiritual momentum.
By gathering spiritual momentum.
Divine momentum.
Divine momentum.
Will take you through the curve of the enemy.
Will take you through the, notice what he say, curve of the enemy. So that means when the enemy trying to trip you up, huh? Because you're going so fast,
right,
you just run right on through him. Now don't do that when you're driving on the highway because we have to come get you up. You understand? You understand why wrecks occur when you go into a curve, right? Because if you're going too fast, huh? That momentum will take that car off the road.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes,
so that curve that the enemy set up to take you off track, the divine momentum will take you right past it.
Wow.
But in the right direction.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Number five, spiritual presence.
Number five, spiritual presence.
In every revival. The manifested presence of God.
I like that. The manifested presence of God.
It
pricks and it convicts the hearts of men.
God is honored and held in holy respect.
God is honored and God is held in holy respect and esteem. In Acts chapter 2, those men said, the Bible says when Peter stood up and preached on the day of Pentecost, the word of God pricked those religious people's heart. And they said, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? Are you listening?
Yes.
That's the conviction of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know, not trying to twist. No, when the Holy Ghost is pricking people's heart, they gonna move.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
God consciousness. Number one, fills the heart of men.
Number one, fills the hearts of men.
Number two, creates an awareness of sin.
And number two, it creates an awareness of sin. Now, well, you know, they got too much sin consciousness in the church. Y'all want to know why? There's not enough righteousness consciousness. Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yes,
when your mind gets renewed.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
And you understand that your spirit person can never sin.
Amen.
Because it's born of God.
Amen.
The church world, I want you to know this.
Yes.
This ain't no license to sin because grace is never a license to sin.
Amen.
Grace is an empowerment to say, I don't have to.
Yes.
Because grace brings me from, I'm about to help you, the strength of sin is the law.
Yes.
Y'all, I know y'all don't like that.
Yes,
the strength of sin is the law.
Okay.
All law-based religions will cause people to sin on incognito.
Yeah.
Because you can't see, when you're operating in the law, you can't stop from sinning.
Wow.
Because when the law say don't do something, that really make you want to do it.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
But grace empowers you to overcome that. Because
yeah.
Grace say, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
And we don't allow people to grow to the point where they don't want to do stuff.
My God. Yeah.
There's no growth in the law. It's a schoolmaster.
Yeah.
It was a teacher to show you that you needed some help. You can't do this on your own. Righteousness does not come by keeping laws.
Amen.
And commandments.
Amen.
It comes by faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
God becomes visibly and audibly present.
God becomes visibly and audibly present
among his people.
Among his people.
Manifestation of true revival.
Manifestation of true revival
brings an overwhelming sense of God's presence.
An overwhelming sense of God's presence
that brings conviction of sin.
That brings conviction of sin. That's why, you know, one of the taglines is, I like this, manifesting God's presence. I don't know but you, but I don't want to be a part of no service, no setting where I cannot, first of all, sense God's presence,
Amen.
His manifested presence.
Amen.
Now watch this. I'm about to teach you something here. Because of connection. See, when you understand connection properly, I'm not functioning from Ron. I'm functioning from the one who put me here. And the grace that's upon him is always available to me. Because I honor and respect him. Therefore, I can expect a full force. The greatest compliment a son can receive is that I see your father in you. Because the purpose of a son or a daughter is to honor their father and their mother. Watch this. Not to do their own thing. Mm-hmm. Because a son is never greater than his father, and a mother can never be greater than the daughter. Shundai, hook a Messiah. Oh, mama, my knee hurt. Come on, go ahead.
Manifestation of true revival.
Manifestation of true revival.
Brings one. An overwhelming sense of God's presence. That brings conviction of sin.
Number two.
Salvation
to unregenerated man.
Number three, a transformation of lives.
That's what true revival does. Go ahead, sir.
Number six, spiritual vessels. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4.
All right, y'all know in Acts 2, 4.
This is one of the characteristics of true revival. God takes over ordinary human lives. To do extraordinary work in the community of men.
Y'all hear Dad say all the time, he didn't know he would be doing this. But it's his weaknesses, it's his infirmities. He recognizes, I can't do this. This got to be God.
Yes,
and that's the position you always want to be in. Amen. You know, Paul was a very educated man. Paul was educated at the foot of Gamaliel. That was one of the religious leaders of his day. Scholar. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But Paul said, I count all of that but dung. I count it loss. I don't want you to be caught up with my intellect.
Yes.
I want you to be caught up with who I know.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Go ahead, sir.
God needs prepared vessels. Who can, number one. Anoint with his power. Number two. To help fulfill his purpose on this earth.
God's strategy is to prepare men.
To affect or to have an impact in the world.
Lord have mercy. I ain't no gift to no little local little church. We are gifts to the body. They have people all over the world need what God puts in us. They need to know that. That's why I have a problem when we start getting all these race issues. I'm not paid to think like you.
Amen.
I'm paid to think like God.
Amen.
And when God's way of thinking conflicts with your way of thinking, Houston, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Number seven. Spiritual manifestation. The Holy Spirit will begin. One, to allow the manifestation of his gifts. Two, to allow power to break forth in our lives. The power of the Spirit is made. Manifested in any revival and healings, signs and wonders.
Now, see, Jesus didn't need no cards. People won't pass out their cards. I'm an apostle. They went to www.becomeanapostle.com or becomeaprophet.com. People always come to the church trying to gravitate to one of the fivefold ministry gifts. Here's what you need to know. That's a calling. Are you listening? You don't have to seek to get into what you were called to do.
Amen.
Before you ever got here.
Amen.
No, I didn't want to be this. But I am what I am by the grace. And the grace is a calling. That's my little brother right there reading for me. He could tell you, I've always been this way. Are you listening?
Yes,
I never ran with an entourage. Are you listening?
Right.
I didn't. I played games, made up my own games. I was in the house by myself. I didn't know what was going on. Are you listening? But God had separated me. I don't need people to make me happy. I'm happy all by myself. That's why I don't want nobody trying to control me. Are you listening? They don't want me to follow apostle. Too late. God said, that's your daddy. Once I heard that, that was a wrap. Every other voice ceases. Go ahead, sir.
Number eight. Spiritual impact.
Spiritual impact.
There's no true revival.
There's no true revival.
If there's no visible manifestation.
There's no true revival if there's no visible manifestation.
In society.
In society. That's why, listen to me. Feeding the hungry. Oh, Lord. Now we're going to get. See, we got our food banks, all this stuff. We do all these programs. That ain't what Jesus told us to do. Jesus didn't say have a fish fry. When John the Baptist, who was the forerunner to Jesus Christ, his first cousin, who was born conceived and born 6 months ahead of the Christ, because he was the forerunner to the Christ. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
He came as the preparer of the way.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, he was the preparer of the way. But watch out, if you're the preparer of the way, when the way comes, you got to get out of the way.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But when John asked Jesus, now watch this. This is the preparer of the way. You read this in Matthew 11. He said, are you the one or do we look for another? Y'all want to know what happened to John? He became offended in Jesus. He was baptizing. Jesus had people baptizing. He should have been packing up his bag, going with Jesus. Because see, many of his disciples left when the real thing came on the scene. Y'all don't want to talk now. Y'all know people hurt you when they leave the church. That's if you attach to them. Are you listening now?
Yes, sir.
Then he said, are you the one? Jesus said, go tell John the things that you see and hear. Blind receive their sight. Lepers are cleansed. Dead are raised. Yeah. He ain't said nothing about a food bank. That's all right. Come on, let's go, sir.
There's no true revival.
If
there's no visible manifestation.
There's no true revival if signs, wonders, miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost are not happening. Read.
Manifestation in society.
If there's no visible manifestation in society. Go ahead.
It results in number one.
It results in.
Spiritual growth.
Spiritual growth.
Two, numerical growth.
Numerical growth.
And three, material growth.
And material. You got to have some money. I ain't going to be preaching this gospel today. Y'all go serve y'all poor God. Mine not poor. And he loved to dress you up.
Amen.
Oh, yes. I didn't know nothing about tailor-made suits till I met Apostle.
Amen.
Hell, I'm not all that spiritual. See, when I first saw him, the first words out of my mouth, that dude is clean. Lord, who dressed him? I mean, he was cleaner than Hattie when Dick died. That dude was sharp as a tack. I say, man, this dude, so all of the rest of the spiritual people. No, I saw.
Yes.
Then he was clothed with more than them natural clothes.
Yes,
he was clothed with a cloak.
Yes,
with an anointing.
Yes,
that I wanted.
Yes,
I went to fix the cuff on his pants one time because it was kind of not right.
Yes.
I touched his hem. I touched his hem.
Yes.
And him touch me.
Yes,
no, I touched the H-E-M,
yes,
but something came out of the H-I-M.
Yes, sir.
That's what happened to the woman who had the issue of blood.
Yes,
she touched the him, but the him was on him.
Yes.
Y'all will catch that next week. Go ahead.
Number four was the growth in relationships.
Growth in relationships.
A great spiritual harvest of souls.
A great spiritual harvest of souls.
Is seen in true revival.
Is seen in true revival.
In Acts
In Acts 2:41,
there were added about 3,000.
There were added about 3,000 souls.
In Acts 4:4,
the number of the men. The number of the men
was about 5,000.
Was about 5,000.
In Acts 5:14,
multitudes both of men and women.
Multitudes of both men and women
were added.
Were added.
In Acts 6:7. And in Acts 6:7,
in true revival, the word of God.
In true revival, the word of God increases, and the number of disciples is multiplied. Now you watch that clock back there, cause we. Yeah. Okay, all right. You act like it, cause y'all see I'm under authority, and y'all ain't getting me in trouble. Y'all can holler and scream all you want. When that clock expires, it's a wrap. Go ahead, sir.
Spiritual ministries.
Spiritual ministries.
Spiritual ministries are birth during revival.
Spiritual ministries. Notice the term, a birth. We got too many churches weren't birthed. Wow. They were formed. They thought they can do what the man of God was doing. You know, I tell them all the time. Now, some people just want to attach themselves to you because they only with you for a season. They're in every church. I don't want somebody with me for a season. I want somebody with me who is the season. Oh, I need to help your mind, huh? See, because if you have the right season, the meat gonna have the right flavor. Are you listening? So I need some people who want to become a part of the seasoning, not there for a season. Are you listening? And the only way you're ever supposed to go out is if you're sent out. We have too many churches where people went instead of being sent. Are you listening? Yes. When you're sent, something go with you. Yes. If you went all alone. You're a walking wonder. You can do everything apostle do. And ain't nothing happening. Go ahead, read.
They are birthed by reason of continuous connection.
They are birthed by reason of, notice that word, continuous connection. You can't tell an apostle your father, one day he your father, and the next day you on your own. Kind of craziness. Do people have any understanding? First that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. When you are born into a family, you don't become unson. Wanting another daddy.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all ain't talking to me up in here. We come to the church with stupidity.
My God.
The Lord say you my father, but I got another one over here.
Wow.
That's all right. Come on, go ahead, sir.
Number two, consistent followers
receive
spiritual quickening and promotion.
They receive spiritual quickening and promotion.
They enter a new dimension of power.
They enter into a new dimension of power.
And honor with God and men.
And honor with God and men.
These ministers are provided with God's wisdom.
These men are provided with God's wisdom.
These ministries.
These ministries are men. A ministry don't exist without a man. Come on, but that's okay. Ministries.
Are provided with God's wisdom.
These ministries are provided with God's wisdom.
To establish God's kingdom on the earth.
To establish God's kingdom on the earth.
They're basically a pot.
Now, some of y'all laughing, but I got to help y'all. There is no ministry without the man.
Yes, sir.
That's why people, all right, you really think Word of Life powerful? Huh? Huh? You really think Word of Life got that much power? You think this training center got that much power? I tell you what to do. Tomorrow, drive up in the parking lot and cut off the ignition. Step out and say, Word of Life. I need a word from the Lord. This building ain't talking. Now you understand? I know I said men versus ministries, but the Holy Ghost wanted you to see. They one and the same. You can't separate the apostle from Apostle Thompson. See, we get so wrapped up in ministry, we don't even know what's the difference. My whole life is ministry. Everything, all the money I have is ministry oriented. You were talking about a connection testimony? I put more money into the kingdom than I live off of. Are you listening? You know, every time I see apostle, y'all need to know. I ain't hiding nothing. Huh? Every time I walk, that's $700. 1 minute, you need to know. So you get the picture. Sometimes that's $5,000-$6,000 a month. Well, where's it coming from? Money coming. Connection.
Yes,
okay, y'all read the rest of the chapter. That's it.